USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rioting in the streets of southwest Atlanta overnight after the deadly police shooting of a black suspect on Friday night. An Atlanta police official says about 40 arrests have been made. Protesters burned down a Wendy's restaurant and blocked traffic on a busy interstate. Rayshard Brooks was killed by an officer in a parking lot after police say he resisted arrest on a suspected DUI. The officer responsible has been fired. The Atlanta police chief resigned just hours after the incident. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom said yesterday,
"There has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect."
The 27-year-old daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr. has died in an overnight car crash in Tennessee. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Republican Party is in a bit of a quagmire as it looks to move the convention from North Carolina to Florida this year. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump says he wants a new and updated Republican Party platform after the Republican National Committee voted to carry over the 2016 document. But they might be stuck with the old platform, which is filled with criticisms about the current administration. It was originally written about President Obama because RNC officials determined that the party's business couldn't be carried out either within the original North Carolina convention site or within the original convention city. The party rules require that the old platform has to carry over.
Nearly a dozen Minneapolis police officers are quitting the force in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, saying that morale is low and the officers feel misunderstood. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After massive crowds gathered outside New York City restaurants and bars on Friday night, New York City officials responded yesterday with big reminders saying that they've lost a lot of people to the virus and that just because the city seems to have crushed the curve, the coronavirus threat isn't over. Earlier in the day, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo retweeted a video showing what looked like a huge party on St. Mark's Place in the East Village, and he wrote, "Don't make me come down there." A former director of the FBI has passed away. William Sessions was 90. His family says he passed away Friday in San Antonio of congestive heart failure. Sessions was appointed by Ronald Reagan in 1987 and served under three presidents. He was fired by President Clinton in 1993 after the Justice Department accused him of evading taxes and misusing public funds. Again, William Sessions is dead at 90. Xander Schauffele leads a group of five by one stroke in the PGA Tour's first event back since the pandemic suspended play in early March. He's leading a group of five by a stroke at 13 under at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are lurking one shot back into the fourth round. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.